Greetings in the precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. Now I'd like to go along a little further with a passage that we had before us in our last broadcast. That is in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And then we pointed out to you that this salvation is great because it was brought to us by the greatest possible person ever, none like our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you were to turn to the Gospel by St. Luke, and reading it about verse 25, the second chapter, it reads like this: Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, the same was a just and a devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost came upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Now, I am glad to tell you that salvation came to us in the greatest person ever, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. He could not send one of the higher angelic order. No man could bring salvation. It had to come in the person of God's own dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I should say to all my hearers today, if you expect to have a Simeon dismissal, or to someone, just exactly what do you mean by a Simeon dismissal? Well, we mean simply this, what the Word of God says. He had a pledge and he had a promise, and that promise, it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And then when our Lord Jesus, just a baby in the arms of another, was brought to the temple and then put into the arms of Simeon. Simeon says, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. I wonder if you could say that today. Yes, friends, we're so glad and we're so happy to be able to tell you that salvation is in a person. And all who know and enjoy the salvation of God and who enjoy the peace, you see, it was peace then and then a peace that was his throughout life. And as a matter of fact, using his own words, he says, Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to heaven now because I have seen thy salvation. Oh, I wonder, friends, if you have experienced salvation, have you seen that the salvation of God is in a person, and that person is our blessed Savior, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if not, we would like to turn your gaze today away from the things of sense and time, and away from those things that you may cherish ever so dearly. We would like to point you to the Lamb of God. Why, as a matter of fact, that is what John did, you remember, on the shores of the Jordan, when that Blessed One had entered his public ministry. John pointed to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And so, in concluding our little message to you then today, we want you to know that this is a great salvation because it was brought to us by a great person, brought to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've never received him, never made him your own, I'll tell you what we'd like to do. We'd like to have the opportunity of bringing you to Jesus. Oh, he is so near you at this present moment. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now we're going to say more about this in the will of God in our next broadcast. We're going to say something about the great price that was paid for it. Consequently, it is spoken of as the great salvation.